If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is George Franceschides, Executive Chairman of Alba Mineral Resources. ALBA is ticker there. George, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
And I've just been reading an article online here, Wales Online, which is the Welsh online national newspaper, I suppose, but it's headlines saying most significant gold discovery in decades at famous Welsh gold mines. So you've hit the headlines there with your underground drilling there, Clogai. So we'll get into that in a bit. As always, George, for people listening who are not familiar maybe with the company, just give them a brief summary, because it's not all about Wales, of course, even at the moment it is. Tell us a bit more about Alba, if you could.
Absolutely. We're not all about Wales, although we've done a lot of work in Wales this year in particular. We're in Greenland as well in a big way. We've got four projects there. We've been a bit stuck in Greenland this year with the coronavirus, not being able to work there, but we hope that that's going to ease up next year. We've got two oil and gas investments in Surrey. And we've also got a base metals project in Ireland, so always pretty busy at Alba.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's dig into this significant then discovery there. So what have you been doing down there, and what have you discovered, George?
Sure. Well, this is the announcement that we put out yesterday, Justin, that's our results of our underground drilling campaign. So this is our first phase, and we drilled seven holes. Very good going in the space of a couple of months. It's a pretty constrained environment down underground in the mine, but we got the right drill kit and the right people to drill. So we drilled very successfully, about 560 metres, across seven drill holes, seven different targets, if you like. And now we've got the results back from the lab on the drill core assays and had some really good results. And what appears to be happening there is that we've intersected quartz veining up to about 550 metres away from what we call the main lode. Now, the main lode was, as it might suggest, it's the main vein where most of historical production, gold production at Clogai, took place. Now, we're finding, as I say, these intersections of quartz veins in a couple of places up to about 550 metres away. And the reason we're sort of joining those dots is that the morphology, the stratigraphy, the essence, if you like, of the rocks that we're finding in those intersections are very similar to what is the case in the composition of the rocks in the main lode. So we're typical geologists. I mean, I'm not one of those, but my geologists are sort of, as I say, joining the dots, which is what this is all about, really, and saying that what we believe we've found is this extension to the main lode running about, you know, over half a kilometre away from the main lode. Now, that's pretty significant, because the main lode was, as I say, the source of a massive amount of the historical production. Yeah, yeah. So we would much like to find an extension to that zone.
Okay, and so I assume, like I said, potentially significant here. And so then what are you doing next to follow up and to confirm this?
Yeah, absolutely. So look, we've got some good intersections, as I said. We've got some good assays as well coming back. And that's very important to bear in mind. This project is a narrow vein, nuggety effect gold deposit. It is not one where you can just pepper it with holes and expect to come up with a resource in a sort of typical homogeneous deposit type of way. This has got to be done in a far cleverer, far more scientific, if you like, way. And it therefore has, you know, more challenges. that's why we do drilling and bulk sampling together, to marry the two bits of information together and work out where the gold is. So we actually hit gold in this drilling. We weren't expecting to hit decent grades of gold because of what I've just said, but we hit 1.16 meters at 0.653 grams per ton, including a quarter of a meter at 1.79 grams per ton. And that's very, very promising indeed, and not, as I say, what we were expecting. So what we will go back in now, Justin, and do, and hopefully very early in the new year, is start to fill in, do infill drilling along that 550-meter stretch, and just confirm that what we think is going on is indeed going on. If we hit the quartz vein at various more spots along that trajectory, then we'll know that we've confirmed that system extends as far as that. And from there on in, we'd go in and do bulk sampling, pull out tons and tons of material, process it, and see what the grades are. So that's the, you know, it's pretty, you know, pretty standard stuff, really. That's what we have to do. It's not like there's any other alternative. We go in and we infill drill to see that we can confirm up this structure.
Yeah, absolutely. And but so far, early indications look good, like you say there. And so when are you going to be doing that, George? Is that in the new year?
We're sort of in discussions with the planning authorities. I mean, it's done under what we call permitted development, a bit like if you're building an extension on your house, Justin, on your mansion, should I say. Mm-hmm. That extension is, if you don't make it too big, it comes under permitted development. Might be surprising to listeners to know that permitted development works for all sorts of things, including drilling boreholes. So we would expect to be able to do the next phase under permitted development. We have to put in a notification for that. We'll be doing that very shortly. And so we hope to be ready to start the next phase of underground drilling early, early in the new year. We're doing this from surface. So the next phase will be done from surface. So we're currently drilling from surface now. So we know what we're doing. The rig's there. The rig's not going anywhere. Drilling contractors might go home for Christmas for their turkey and mince pies, and then come back in early January and get cracking on the surface infill drilling. So I say from surface, it's still targeting those underground zones that we're talking about, but just targeting it from surface.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, George, someone's liking the sound of this, but are not yet following the story. If you could give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page there at Vox Markets and add Albert Mineral Resources to their watch list, please.
Thanks, Justin. Yeah, well, Clogyve St David's gold mine, number one, and all the work we've been doing there this year, where we're proving up what we hope to be a commercial mine proposition that we can get into production within a couple of years. With gold prices riding as high as they are. And secondly, Gwynfyneth, which we've not talked about much, which is the new tool in our box, where we have picked up a license over the Gwynfyneth gold mine, which is the second largest producer of gold in the United Kingdom in history, and where we expect to do exactly the same rollout of work that we've done at Clogyve St David's. And thirdly, Greenland, where you're going to be hearing a lot more about Greenland in the months to come when that opens up again and we can get in there and drill our high-grade Amitsoq deposit and do further drilling on our high-grade Thule Black Sands ilmenite deposit.
Excellent stuff, George. Good to chat to you. And hopefully, like you say, lots of things going on. We'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.